Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I've written two books on weight. One is called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. That's right. You can choose what you want to weigh and stay there. Absolutely right, and it's free. Second book is How to Weigh Less Permanently. No diets, no exercise, really. Now, it appears from everything in the news that I'm the only person in the world who understands the issue of weight and the problem of weight. Everyone else wants your money, and they want to tell you how to, quote, lose weight, close quote. You have to remember that your weight is not the problem. You may think of it as the problem because you weigh too much, and you want to get rid of all those pounds that you believe you shouldn't have on you. So you think of that as the problem, but it isn't. It is the symptom. It is the result of the problem. So everybody is telling you to lose weight. They're telling you to make the symptom go away, which is probably the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard. If you have a toothache, you go to the dentist. Of course, you want the pain to stop, but you know the pain is not the issue. Either you need a tooth pulled, or you have a cavity or an abscess or something. Same thing is true of a doctor. Let's say you have measles or a rash. You want the rash to go away. You want the spots to go away, but you don't try to rub them out with sandpaper or anything else. No. You know there's a reason that you have those spots or rash, and that reason has to be dealt with, and that reason has to be eliminated. So this whole thing is so very simple, and people are complicating it because they want your money. Keep in mind, I do not want any of your money. Keep it. You will need it for new clothes. So let's analyze the problem. You used to be slender or way less than you do now. If you were always heavy, we'll deal with that later. But first, let's deal with the fact that you used to weigh less. You were happy weighing less. You didn't want to weigh what you weigh now. You certainly wanted to be happy. But then you found yourself gaining weight. Really? Well, what caused it? Well, you know what caused it. You were putting too much food in your mouth. You knew this. It wasn't a secret. It wasn't news to you or anybody else. You could have stopped it at any point in time and never gotten overweight or fat. So why'd you do it? Really, that's the issue. You can't make things go away or disappear unless you understand what caused them and why are they still with you. So you knew you were gaining weight, and yet you continued to put the same amount of food in your mouth, knowing very well it was going to make you overweight or fat. So why'd you do it? Really? Once you understand this, you will understand everything. You won't have to pay anybody any money to do anything for you. It becomes so fundamentally simple. So the reason you put the food in your mouth in excess of the food you needed for nourishment was because the food in your mouth made you feel better or stopped you from feeling bad. You know, you're down, put a piece of chocolate in your mouth. Have a piece of pizza. It'll make you feel better. Or fried chicken, or anything else, or ice cream, anything you want. But you found it necessary to put food in your mouth, knowing you were going to be overweight or fat, than it was to remain slender, or what you used to weigh. Think about it. You really have to accept the reality of that. You did this on purpose. Please do not blame the food manufacturer. They have nothing to do with this. All the experts want to blame food manufacturers. That's nonsense. They want to tell you how many calories are in every bite you take. So what? that's not going to mean a thing. It's not going to stop you from satisfying your emotional needs. Again, you put food in your mouth in excess of the amount required for nourishment to make you feel better or stop you from feeling bad. The whole issue is emotional. Keep in mind, you could have stopped at any time, but you didn't. And you couldn't, because it was more important to satisfy your emotional needs. Now, people want to put you on diets. They want to take away the food or the amount of food that you felt you needed to be okay emotionally. So what are the chances of that happening over an extended period of time? The answer is zero, or very close to zero. Once you understand why you made yourself fat, you'll understand why diets are just a colossal waste of time. All diets are based on what I call emotional deprivation. The food you wanted, you felt you needed for emotional reasons to make you feel better or to stop from feeling bad. How long do you think you will last by taking away the foods in your mouth that you felt necessary to become overweight or fat? Not very long. That's why virtually everyone on every diet regains the weight they thought they had lost, and maybe even more because they got nervous when they couldn't have the food that they loved to put in your mouth. If you think it's the food, here's a little test I've given you before, but try it again. Let's say you have a favorite food, ice cream, pizza, whatever it is, fried chicken. I'm just making up names here. And let's say you believe that if you could only stop eating that food, you'd weigh a lot less. Okay, then close your eyes and pretend that the food that you think is your demise in terms of weight has disappeared from the face of the earth and you will never have any of it again. No ice cream, pizza, fried chicken, anything. Now, would you be thrilled? Would you be happy? Oh my gosh, the food is gone. Now I can weigh a lot less. Nonsense. You'd be panicky. You'd be nervous. What am I going to do without my food? Now, once you understand that, you understand the whole problem. There is no other problem. And I will help you to get rid of the emotional need you feel to keep putting food in your mouth. Remember, it's not the food. It's not diets. It's not anything. It's just the way you have been satisfying your emotional needs. You've been using food. And if you stick with me and listen to my prior podcasts and the ones I will continue to do, you will understand how to eliminate the need. Once the need is gone, you're free. I'm selling you freedom for free. No money, nothing. You will be free to weigh literally anything you want. No kidding. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. Keep in mind, I don't want a penny of your money. Bye.